Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
He is the winner by way of technical knockout. He is still the undefeated lineal heavyweight champion and the new WBC heavyweight champion of the world, the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury!
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We're delighted to welcome in Ray Flores on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Ray is a ring announcer, play-by-play man, both boxing and MMA. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good morning, Ray.
Guys, good morning from lovely Los Angeles. How are you?
Well, I got to tell you, buddy, it was amazing to watch that fight over the weekend and to see, I know Tyson Fury is a pretty gifted boxer, but at 6'9", and I think he was 273 for that fight, he was also just a giant of a man against a guy that we consider an unbelievable knockout artist, a great right hand for Deontay Wilder, 6'7", I believe he was 232, 231. That's the most he's weighed for a fight. But my God, that was a bloodletting. That was an ugly fight.
Well, Mully, as you look at the fight, it was a dominant performance from Tyson Fury. He fought the fight of his life. He is a guy that fights at 273, weighing at 273, but he moves like a middleweight. And now he certainly displayed his power against Deontay Wilder. He changed trainers in his fight, working under the guidance of Javon Sugarhill Stewart. And the last name Stewart, as you guys know, if being around boxing a little bit, is the nephew of the late, great Emmanuel Stewart from the Kronk Boxing Gym in Detroit. So Tyson Fury came in. He was so creative with his punches. He came forward. He walked down Deontay Wilder, and he got the victory over the Bronze Bomber. Now, guys, this is the second fight of this potential trilogy because Wilder does have 30 days to exercise his rematch clause.
But that won't come until after Fury fights again, though, right? He has another fight.
An immediate rematch, guys. So wow. 30 days that Wilder has to exercise the rematch, and then both sides have the ability to negotiate, and then that fight would be next for both men.
Ray, how surprised were you at the approach that Fury took?
I mean, it was a smart game plan, but it was almost of the feeling of, man, this guy's really coming forward. So typically the focus when you fight Deontay Wilder is stay on the outside. If you're going to beat him, you're going to have to move. You're going to have to stay away from his right hand over the course of 12 rounds. But what Fury did is he closed the distance so that Wilder could not get the proper leverage behind those punches. So when Wilder was throwing the right hand, he connected several times, don't get me wrong, but they didn't have the impact on Fury because Fury kind of stopped the momentum of the punches because he was coming forward so much and closing that distance and stopping the gap.
It's interesting because I think everybody wants Anthony Joshua against Tyson Fury as the next fight. I think everybody feels that would be a better matchup and that would be kind of the next step. But as you say, Wilder has this opportunity to, and I suppose he can say to himself, he can say, I took a bad shot to the ear early in the fight. I lost my equilibrium, and that's why I lost the fight. But in reality, I don't know that it's a really good fight for him because, as you say, Fury is a pretty decent boxer. And even though the strategy of going forward, it kept him from getting that right hand involved, Wilder can't really fight. He's more of a punch. He's like a one-punch fighter, right? And the same thing could happen again.
Here's the thing is that could the same thing happen again? Yes. But also, I do know that I've been around both guys several times and been around the sport for a while. And when you get your equilibrium messed up, I don't care who it is, you're not going to be the same fighter. And Wilder was not the same after that right hand landed on the eardrum. His balance was off. He seemed very disorientated. Guys, there are a couple of, I think that even Wilder was concussed, during the course of the fight. So all those factors. And then, Molly, I'm going to have to disagree with you in the sense that I don't think Fury and Joshua is the biggest fight to be made in the sport, because no one in America, for the most part, even knows who Anthony Joshua is. It's like the English Premier League. It's like, if you want the English boxing league, have fun, and they can have 800,000 people in London, but no one's going to care here in the United States. Deontay Wilder is one of the biggest stars in boxing because he was the heavyweight champion of the world for 5 years. And I'm so sick and tired of this narrative that because you lose one time, you're written off, this and that. Ali lost one time. Frazier lost one time. Foreman lost one time. People lose. If we went ahead and wrote off everybody in sports that lost one time, then heck, we wouldn't be Bulls fans. We wouldn't be Cubs fans. We wouldn't be Bears fans, because our teams lose all the time. That's a fact of life. How do you respond from that adversity? That's why I'm excited for this rematch, because Deontay Wilder's never faced this adversity in his life. He's a world-class fighter. He's going to come back stronger, and Fury is going to have to replicate that again. He's an alpha male. I'm like, man, let's get this party started. Let's get to Vegas in the summertime, because that third fight, guys, might be the best one out of the trilogy.
All right, Ray, how was the explanation for Fury licking the blood off Wilder's neck? What was the deal with that?
I'll tell you what, guys, I was in Vegas from Tuesday morning on till, yesterday morning. Tyson Fury is a weird, weird dude. I mean, honestly, you guys, this dude beats to his own drum. He's very quirky, and he's just, he's a nice guy, but he's out there. I mean, he's a mental, if that makes any sense. The British use that term. He's mental, man, and that's the perfect way to describe Tyson Fury.
That's awesome. Hey, Ray, thanks so much. We appreciate it, as always.
Thanks,
great catching
Ray.
Up with
boys,
you.
Boys, have a great one, guys. Miss back. Enjoy your Portillo's Italian beef for me. Thanks, boys.
That's Ray Flores. Great guy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.